Thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been taking a look at the first half of James chapter 2. And here, James is speaking about the sin of favoritism. In the early church, there were some believers who were showing preferential treatment to those who were rich, to those who were well-dressed and belonged to a certain social group and social class. And here James has been condemning this sin, saying it's not right that you're overlooking the poor and the oppressed, the people that Jesus has come for, the people that Jesus loves. And in verse 8 and 9, he says this. He says, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Favoritism isn't just something that we shouldn't do. He says it's sin. And when we commit this sin, we are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. We are guilty of breaking God's law. But here in verse 8, James is taking us back to the words of Jesus. One day Jesus was asked, which was the greatest commandment? Out of the hundreds and hundreds of laws found in the Old Testament, which one is the most important? Which one is the greatest? And Jesus answered by saying that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. But Jesus didn't stop there. He said the second is like it, meaning the second is just as important. It's 1A and 1B. And the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. And then he said that all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. The entire Old Testament law can be summed up with love God and love your neighbor. And throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus redefined for us who our neighbor is. Like your neighbor, as he was speaking to his audience, isn't just your fellow Israelite that you live near. Your neighbor isn't just the person who looks like you and the person who thinks like you and the person that you get along with. Your neighbor is now anyone that you come in contact with, including those who are nothing like you, including your enemies, including those who can do nothing for you in return. But if you love your neighbor as yourself, if you treat people the way that you want to be treated, James says, you are doing right. You are hitting the mark. As he said back in chapter 1, you're not simply being a hearer of the word, you are being a doer of the word. And this is the kind of religion that honors and glorifies God, that God looks at and approves of. And so a question that I just want you to consider today is, who in your life do you need to love the way God has loved you? Is there somebody maybe that you have unfairly judged? Is there somebody that you've discriminated against? Is there somebody that you've tried to avoid or you've mistreated because of the way they look or the way that they vote or the social class they belong to or the friend group they belong to? In the kingdom of God, there is no room for favoritism, for judgment, for discrimination, but we have been called to love our neighbor as ourself, just as God through Christ Jesus has done for us. So I want to take a minute to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so Father, we thank you just for the reminder from your word of the greatest commandment to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourself. Even when that means loving those who hurt us and wrong us, loving those who can do nothing for us in return, loving those who may be different than us. And so God, help us this week to do that, to not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, and to go and to love the people in our life, even the people who can be difficult and challenging to love. So Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.